More of Greater LA from KCRW. I'm Steve Chitakis.
93rd minute. Acosta, deep out swinger. Fired in by Morgan. Rebounds goal. Arango scores.
That is LAFC, Los Angeles Football Club, scoring in added time against crosstown rivals the LA Galaxy just a couple of weeks ago, sending them further into the Major League Soccer playoffs. In the semifinals last weekend, LAFC made barbecue meat out of Austin at Bank of California Stadium. The final score 3-0. So that puts the team in the playoff finals for the first time in its existence. LAFC is set to play Philadelphia this Saturday, and one person who will be watching intently is KCRW's own LAFC Uber fan and host of the podcast Unfictional, Bob Carlson. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Steve.
Aren't you excited?
I'm very excited. I think all of us LAFC fans have kind of known that this day was going to come because we've been good from almost since the beginning. But it's really hard to believe that we're here now and about to play in our first MLS Cup final.
You and I did a story. We took a trip out to the stadium, Bank of California Stadium, and we talked about the exuberance of the fans, how excited they were from the get-go. And I wonder, you know, how did they get to this place on the field? Because it's not as easy, right?
Well, they actually struggled in 2020 and 21 in front of empty stands without those exuberant fans. And last, in 2021, they didn't make the playoffs at all. And the team parted ways with Bob Bradley, who had been the coach since the beginning. And this year, we had a brand new coach, Steve Cherundolo, former player. He played for the U.S. national team and in Germany. But this was his first time as a head coach. So nobody knew what was going to happen. He brought in a lot of new players, a lot of veteran MLS players. Put a lot more emphasis on defense, which had been a problem before that. And the team has been solid defensively and in the midfield. So overall, there was a really great team, and they ended up with the best record in the MLS this year.
The best record in the MLS. That's a big deal. Explain something to me, because as somebody who is a Dodgers fan and Major League Baseball, you can have the best record in baseball, 111 wins, and then blow it in the first part of the playoffs. Is that the case in soccer? How different is it in soccer than it is in, say, baseball?
MLS has two major regular season trophies. And it's a nod to the fact that in Europe, for example, the major European leagues, if a team has the best record in the league, they win the league. That's the way it works. There is no playoffs. But because we're in America, there's playoffs. So there's actually two trophies. They give a trophy to the team with the best record in the league, which was LAFC. The LAFC's already won the 2022 Supporters Shield. And then they have this three rounds of playoffs and a final for the MLS Cup after the season. And it's very rare, actually, that a team wins both the Supporters Shield and the MLS Cup. LAFC is hoping to win the double, as they say.
As I mentioned at the top, LAFC met the Galaxy in the quarterfinals of the playoff. We heard a moment from the game there. Sounds like that was a good game, an exciting one. Talk a little bit about the rivalry between these two teams, because, you know, they've developed what's called El Tráfico, which is a pun on another great soccer rivalry in Spain, El Clásico. This is El Tráfico because, of course, it's L.A. How intense is this rivalry now between LAFC and the Galaxy?
It's really intense, and it was particularly intense this season. The Galaxy actually eliminated LAFC from a tournament called the U.S. Open Cup that fans, you know, are always sniping at each other online. There's, you know, they always have to have special security to get for the Galaxy fans to come in a certain way when they play in the stadium. And it's really intense. But the games are always just, they're just like fireworks.
Let's talk about Philadelphia this weekend at Bank of California Stadium, home field advantage. Have they played Philadelphia before?
Yeah, LAFC plays in the Western Conference. Philadelphia plays in the Eastern Conference, so they don't play every year, but they've played four times. LAFC won their first meeting, but other than that, they've tied three times. So it's going to be a very, very tight game. Even though LAFC can have like really high-flying, high-scoring games, Philadelphia has shown that they know how to contain LAFC to some degree. So it's going to be close. It's going to be an exciting, close game.
What else will be exciting is the parking situation because apparently we have two games going on at the same time, LAFC Philadelphia, but also right next door at the Coliseum, USC is playing a college football game at the same time. And by the way, USC has all the parking spaces, right? So that's going to be a bit of a mess.
It is going to be nuts. LAFC has sent out word that if you want to go to the game, you have to either take rideshare or public transportation. Plus, they'll be running shuttle buses between the Dodger Stadium and Bank of California Stadium. So you can park there and take a shuttle bus that's going to be running. But either way, you got to get there early because it's going to be a mess.
Yeah. I mean, there is a metro stop there at Exposition Park, right? This is the Expo line that stops
right
there. Yes,
the Expo line stops there. That's the way I get to the game every time I go is the Expo lines. That's the best way to go.
The best way to go, or the Dodger Stadium shuttle. All right. Well, let's not bring any Dodger vibes, though. to LAFC on Saturday. Bob Carlson, host of KCRW's Unfictional, of course, our own in-house LAFC Uber fan. Bob, thanks.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have for today. Tomorrow, our election coverage continues with a report on Prop 31 that would ban the sale of flavored tobaccos, including menthol, and flavored vapes in California, not just for young people, for everyone. How will that affect a huge industry in the state and how people are feeling about it? That's tomorrow on GLA. The latest on the election, by the way, kcrw.com/election. And while you're at the website, subscribe to the podcast too. Join us, won't you? Not just at 2:30 and 6, but anytime by subscribing to the podcast. Jenna Cagle, Juliana Mayo, Sue Margulies, Nick Lamponi, Amy Ta, Carlos Ramirez, Mike Vogel, and Christian Bordahl all helped put the show together this evening. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thank you for your ears and your time. Have a great night.